And now we continue with more of the Beatles' Long and Winding Road. I'm M.G. Kelly. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds had people immediately pulling the initials from the song, claiming it was written about LSD. It seemed no one would accept John Lennon's explanation of the song. Was it about drugs?
It never was, and nobody believes me. I even saw Mel Torme said how Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds is about LSD. This is the truth. My son came home with a drawing and showed me this strange-looking woman flying around. I said, what is it? He said, it's Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. And I thought, that's beautiful. I immediately wrote a song about it.
I think it's just something to do with the kids don't realize people have to be put on the ground. I've seen the painting, and it was just this crazy little kid's painting. And what is that? John had said, what's it called then? And Julian had said, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You know, as you do with kids. And John went, ding.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you. Train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile. The girl with
Sgt. Pepper was a concept album, an LP with a continuous, reoccurring theme. To create the record, the Beatles changed their way of doing things.
We were changing our method of working at that time, and instead of now looking for catchy singles, it was now to do more. It was more like writing your novel, the Sgt. Pepper thing, for me, definitely. It was much more a kind of overall concept. Wow, you know. And you can see that in the packaging.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. important yesterday, and I still go.
Sgt. Pepper was further enhanced by its sleeve. Peter Blake, who created the LP's cover, even after all these years, says the LP's artwork still has people talking.
It was very mysterious. I mean, it was like a game. There were quizzes to see if you could spot who everyone was, and of course nobody could. And I think a kind of cult built up around it, and the myths and stories that built up around it, it became an interesting talking point, I think.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her
snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves,
she's leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. Struggle hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years. Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's having.
We didn't know it was wrong. Fun is the one thing that money can't buy.
She's leaving home. One of the most interesting stories behind the Sgt. Pepper LP is the inspiration behind Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. George Harrison remembers.
We walked into an antique shop in Sevenoaks in Kent, and we were looking at what they had there, and John pulled out this thing that he found, which was said the benefit of Mr. Kite, and it was virtually all the lyrics to that song.
When I saw it, it was hanging up in the hall of his house in Surrey, and it had everything that the song has on it. It had the Henderson Twins and Pablo Fanke's Fair, and all those words were written on the poster. It obviously inspired him to write a song about a fairground or a circus.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, late of Pablo Fanke is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. It means some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
The first song written for Sgt. Pepper was actually composed during the 50s. At the time, Paul was only 16 years old. He revised the track in 1966 as a tribute to his father, who'd turned 64 that year.
When I started songwriting, it wasn't to write rock and roll. It was to write for Sinatra. It was to write cabaret. In fact, one of my first songs was When I'm 64. And so your aims weren't set to sort of doing rock and roll. But when we started working together, I think I certainly, and I think John too, wanted to be a Rodgers and Hammerstein, a Lennon McCartney. We consciously wanted to be, a team. I mean, the funny thing is I wanted McCartney-Lennon, but of course John was always bossier, and he said, no, it sounds much better the other way, McCartney, Lennon-McCartney. So I gave in.
I'd be out till 2:45. Would you lock the door? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
picking the weeds. Who could ask for more? Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64? Every summer we can rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight if it's not too dear. We shall scrimp,
we shall scrimp and save.
Grandchildren on your knee, Vera, Chuck and Dave. Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view.
When we continue, John is inspired by a television commercial. Paul explains the concept behind Sgt. Pepper, and George Martin says one of the best songs from the LP is really two different tunes.
Contact Allergy Patrol. Sir, this is a symphony, and your trumpet's not part of the orchestra.
Oh, but my allergies are out of control.
You must have taken a six-hour allergy pill.
Yeah, I took Benadryl.
Why didn't you take new prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy?
Because Contact's only for colds.
Listen to the name again, sir. New prescription strength Contact 12-hour allergy.
Wow, prescription strength from Contact.
Right, sir. New Contact 12-hour allergy helps you control your allergies so they don't control you.
Use as directed.
Earl, I can't believe we're having a tag sale just so you can buy more calcium.
But, honey, the more Rolaids I buy, the more relief in calcium I get.
But you're selling everything.
Oh, lamb chop is just a few luxuries. Toilet paper, 14 cents a yard.
Isn't Tums the one with more calcium?
Well, actually, Meg, fruit-flavored Rolaids has more calcium than regular Tums.
Really?
More of the stuff I need to stop heartburn fast.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, trade you this wedding ring for some Rolaids.
Let
on, honey,
go of my finger.
Calcium-rich Rolaids spells calcium-rich relief. Use only as directed.
Walter, may we have a really, really serious conversation?
Of course.
Walter?
It's hard to have a serious conversation with a woman who has pink dots all over her face.
It's calamine. I got poison ivy at the lake yesterday.
Why not use Caladryl Clear instead?
Caladryl Clear?
Unlike calamine, it has a special ingredient that stops itching.
Caladryl Clear? That's great. Thanks. Now,
then you won't have pink dots anymore?
Walter, can we get back to our serious talk?
Sure. Question.
What?
Do you think if you connected those dots on your face, it'd form a blinkin'?
Walter!
Caladryl Clear, the clear lotion that truly takes the itch out of itches, uses directed.